From the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 13, we see a tragedy. We see the result of David's choice that affected his family. 2 Samuel, chapter 12, verse 10, the words of Nathan says that the sword will not depart from David's house. This is a result of David's adultery with Bathsheba and the murder of her husband. As a result of David opening the door to the enemy through his choices, and with the choice of Amnon, a tragedy was committed in 2 Samuel 13. Tamar, the half-sister of Amnon, and the full sister of Absalom, Amnon, the son of David, sexually assaulted and ravished Tamar. Amnon had this history about him, for Absalom knew that when Tamar came back home, the first thing out of his mouth was about Amnon. Amnon was a wicked man, and through the bad counsel of his cousin, he plotted to assault Tamar, even though she verbally told him no, and the consequences of his choice, even though she physically resisted, Amnon committed this heinous act. The result of this act is found in verse 15 through verse 17. Scripture states that Amnon hated her exceedingly. This was the guilt working on Amnon. This was projection on behalf of Amnon. This was Amnon hating himself and not her. This was Amnon hating himself because she would not agree with his behavior. And he scapegoated her, blamed her, hated her, when deep down he hated himself for what he had done. In verse 16 and verse 17, he puts her away, hoping that putting her away, the problem would go away. Scripture teaches in the book of Numbers, chapter 32, verse 23, that be sure your sins will find you out. Scripture teaches in the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 7, that we shall reap what we sow. This is not the fault of Tamar, for in the preceding verses, Tamar is devastated, and her woundedness evident. There are those today that are like Amnon, taking advantage of vulnerable individuals, men preying on women, taking what is precious to them, their precious virginity, their precious discretion. Women today need to be careful, for there are men out there who plan to use you and try to throw you away like Amnon did to Tamar. Men who commit such acts should be held to the highest of justice. The Bible teaches capital punishment for those that sexually assault others. Restitution should also be part of the agenda, as these men should pay for the damages that they caused before they are put to judgment. Today, we live in a society where it glorifies playboys, glorifies individuals having women, when all this does is cause hurt and a trail of broken hearts and woundedness that men should be held accountable for. Those that are hurting, that have gone through this kind of woundedness, the Lord Jesus Christ is a restorer. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Scripture teaches, I wipe all tears from your eyes. Scripture teaches that the Lord Jesus Christ will give you a cleansing and a washing and a filling of the Holy Spirit, and will fill you with his loving kindness and make today a new day. Scripture teaches in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2, that we have been espoused virgins unto the Lord. The Lord sees us washed and cleansed through the blood of Jesus Christ, that the past is the past, and we are free indeed. And individuals that have committed these heinous acts will receive justice, both in this world and in the world to come. And women who have gone through this woundedness can find peace and joy and a brand new start in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.